Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know the weekend of February 15th, 2020. Here are some of the top headlines. Kentucky Fried Chicken and Crocs Footwear have partnered to make fried chicken clogs. New DNA technology led California authorities to free a man from prison after 15 years. Only the second time that's happened in U.S. history. And a Milwaukee airport is letting travelers leave their coats with them before heading to warm weather destinations. Thanks to those of you joining the conversation on Twitter at USA Today Podcast. On Valentine's Day, we asked how you plan on celebrating. Wannabe Woke wrote us saying, quote, "Going to the same Applebee's where we did happy hour as friends and fell in love. Happily married now," unquote. Thanks for sharing, and thanks to all of our followers at USA Today Podcast. Now, onto the show. Happy NBA All-Star Weekend. The league's best are in Chicago with skills challenges set for Saturday, including the three-point and slam dunk contests. Then on Sunday, Team LeBron James will take on Team Giannis Antetokounmpo. The game's format is different from your typical basketball game. Each quarter will reset to zero, with each team competing to win the quarter. Then in the fourth quarter, squads will compete to reach a final target score. That score will be determined by taking the leading team's total score through three quarters and adding 24. That number was chosen to honor the late Kobe Bryant, who wore number 24 for much of his career. Game proceeds will go to a Chicago-based charity chosen by the team captains. A re-canvass of the Iowa caucus is set for this weekend. A chaotic voting process left much of the country confused during the start to election season. That led to the resignation of Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price.
It is safe to say this was not the caucus that the hundreds of thousands of Iowa Democrats deserved. And as I said a week ago, I apologize deeply for this.
And Democratic National Chair Tom Perez called for the re-canvass, which will begin on Sunday. The hand audit of caucus math worksheets and reporting forms will check to see if final results were reported accurately. Both Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg's campaigns, which fought neck and neck in Iowa, requested to re-canvass about 85 of the state's precincts. Caucus season rolls on this week with Nevada. Early caucusing begins on Saturday with 80 locations around the state. Democratic candidates have been pushing hard for the support of Nevada's biggest labor union, the Culinary Union, but it announced on Thursday that it would not endorse a contender. The move could be a huge blow for the campaign of former Vice President Joe Biden, who had unexpectedly poor results in Iowa and New Hampshire. The union represents some 60,000 workers, from bartenders to housekeepers in Las Vegas casinos. Meanwhile, in-person caucusing in Nevada will take place next Saturday. Americans stranded on cruise ships caught in limbo during the coronavirus scare are beginning their trips home. In Japan, passengers on the Diamond Princess began disembarking in Yokohama to complete their 14-day quarantine. The U.S. Embassy in Tokyo said some 380 Americans aboard the ship will be flown back on a chartered flight on Sunday. Meanwhile, in Cambodia, guests aboard the MS Westerdam began disembarking on Friday, and the process will likely be finished by Sunday. The cruise line repeatedly said no one on board had corona, but the ship was still turned away by a number of countries. There have been more than 67,000 cases of coronavirus, with around 1,500 deaths and 8,500 recoveries. It's time to move that bus once again. Extreme Makeover Home Edition is back.
I didn't know how I was going to raise these three little girls. It was the saddest time of my life. There's not a lot of training before you get out of the military. You got to recreate yourself.
They were deemed non-adoptable by the judge. It kind of just steamrolled from there.
The show ran from 2003 to 2012 on ABC, when it was a monster hit for much of its time with host Ty Pennington. The revamped version will move to HGTV, and Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson replaces Pennington as host. Like before, down-on-their-luck families are surprised with renovated or rebuilt homes. The ABC version featured more extravagant McMansions, but Ferguson says the new show won't have the budget for such mansions. Instead, it'll focus on, quote, changing people's lives, but not people's lifestyles, unquote. You can tune in Sunday night at 9 Eastern and Pacific on HGTV. And you can catch new episodes of 5 Things Monday through Saturday on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your audio, including smart speakers like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and drop us a rating and review. And as always, a special thanks to Claire Thornton for her work on the show. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.